If we are attacked by nuclear weapons, these are the warning sounds you must recognize.
Oh, 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 it goes right through you, you know.
Chances are you'll actually like it.
Pete Cogle.
Yeah, he's feeling unwell, clearly.
We'll be right back.
Hello, again, and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 561, and bringing you more weird and wonderful music from all over the world. We had three pieces of music there. The last one you just heard, I've been in my head for quite a while now. That's by Nest Egg. They can be found at facebook.com/nesteggband. They're from Asheville, North Carolina in the US, and that was a track, actually a single off their EP album. The track is called Long Night Outside, and they have an album which is called Nothingness Is Not a Curse. And I've been doing a bit of reviewing for Echoes and Dust. So if you go to echoesanddust.com, you'll find a review there by me of that particular album, and I rather enjoyed it. It was rather good, it was too. You can find out more there at Fuzz Club, at fuzzclub.bandcamp.com, where you can download that album, and I do recommend you do that. And it's Record Store Day. Okay, maybe to download, but it's Record Store Day, and that's a good thing to do, isn't it? So are you being out to collecting records at Record Store Day? I must admit, I don't tend to get vinyl anymore. I haven't got a vinyl player anymore. I tend to be the focusing on the net label side of things and the download side of things. But yeah, I know an awful lot of people. Richard Wiggins, for one, will be out there and will have bought himself something on blue vinyl. No doubt. And it'll be very good. And I'll look forward to his reviews, because he's also on Echoes and Dust as well. Anyway, the middle track was, the last three I just played, was called Nacht by Lone Cosmonaut. And you can find out more about him at the Committee for Sonic Research. That's tcfsr.bandcamp.com. Not quite sure where he's based, somewhere in the UK. And that is the record label, or the net label, the Committee for Sonic Research. Worth checking out. And then the first track we heard was another one by Kingdom of the Holy Sun. Played something from them last week, did I not? I think I did, yes. That was a track called Running Wild, and you can find more about them at kingdomoftheholiesun.bandcamp.com, from Seattle in Washington. And that's, of course, on Dead Bees at deadbees.com. Right, let's move on. I've got three more tracks here for you. One's from Ontario in Canada, one's from Belgium, and one's from France. Should we start with the one from Canada? Yeah, let's do that. This is Déclac by Dubmatics and The Joke.
Mes idées clac clac clac.
Claque, 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 claque
du milliardaire sur le crâne de l'exil fiscal, sur le gavé qui crie au scandale dans la tête, de l'arrogance en gêne dans la face, de la richesse obscène dans les dents, et de la puissance vénale, dont la logique du tout capital, dont les idées de chaque dirigeant, y'a des paquets de claques qui se perdent, dans chaque ministère, chaque gouvernement, y'a des paquets de claques qui se perdent, claques qui se perdent, y'a des claques qui se perdent, clac clac clac, y'a des claques qui se perdent.
Percent of the time, it works every time.
Okay then.
Okay then.
Okay then.
Okay then.
Okay then.
Tant que les fachos seront Charlie. Tu vis
ton vocabulaire volé pour masquer ton intolérance. Gauche du travail, droite des valeurs, une extrême droite qui fait plus peur et passe pour une alternative à l'oligarchie oppressive. Retour au 20e siècle et son fascisme ordinaire caché derrière l'antisystème et la rhétorique libertarienne des tunnels dans les cités. Des relents d'homophobie, les vrais gauchos sont confrontés à combattre un double ennemi. Tu vis ta France au 20e siècle. J'avance sur ces échecs. Tu me parles encore de la morale en rêvant l'âge d'or colonial. Tu vis ta France au 20e siècle. J'avance sur tes échecs. Quand on construit des jours meilleurs, tu prépares le jour du Seigneur. Tu me parles encore de bienséance. Millions de morts sur ta non-conscience. Mort au passé, mort à ta France.
Three more wonderful tracks there, the last of which was Les Dead Boobs. You can find them at lesdeadboobs.bandcamp.com. I wonder if they've got any connection to Les Bespida, all the same part of the body, I suppose. That was a track called Ta France, or I'm not quite sure if it's Ta France. I'm guessing it is because they're French, but I have to think in a bit of a Yorkshire accent is Ta France, and Ta very much, because it was right good, that track. That was from an album called Punk Rock De Lucratif, and they can all based out of, say, in, out of Paris. Find them at lesboobs.bandcamp.com. And that was mastered and played on and sung on and generally looked after by Josh, Joshua Hughes, from his studio in Paris. And of course, he is the lead singer and the all round mastermind behind Lewis Ling and the Bombs, who've lost a drummer. So if you're in Paris and you want to be a punk rock drummer, get a hold of Josh, because he's looking for a good drummer. Yeah, that's what they're saying. But anyway, that's good. And he recommended them, so I thought I'd put them on the show, and rather what good it was too. The track before that was called Ghost Slap by Silence. Like the sort of the whole homemade feel of that one. That's from Tape Safe, tapesafe.bandcamp.com, which is based out of Belgium. And that's on an Anthology 2 Volume 1, which confuses me. And then before that, we had Le Déclac, C-L-A-Q-U-E-S, by Dubmatics and The Joke. Of course, find him at dubmatics.com. From an album called Lavo Blaster Remix. From Ontario and Canada, of course. Worth listening to. Right, going to move on. Something new just popped into my feed from the Death Root Syndicate. I've been really enjoying them. I mean, put a review of theirs upon Echoes and Dust as well. So I'm going to play something by Vivata and the Sufferings, who are based out of Moscow in Russia. And then there's a bit more of that interview that Omar Willy did with me over the from the Seattle Star. That's going to be more questions. And then after that, we've got something on a reissue by Talking Dog from Broken Drum Records. I'll tell you more about that after the show. After the show? No, after the tracks. Let's play them. This is She's a Fog. Actually, when I first read this, I thought it was She's a Frog, which would be rather different, wouldn't it? Yes. This is Vivata and the Sufferings.
when the IODL Alliance came along, did you find it easier to get material rather than having to scrape through the archive and MySpace and
Well, it was a variety of different things. I mean, I liked what they came up with because it was it was just a different set of places to look. I remember right. particularly, you know, some of the things, the great things that came out of that were the band I still love and I love from that moment was Dengue Fever out of California. I'd never heard of them, and that's the first time I heard them on IODA, and I thought this is fantastic. I think I picked up the Pocket Guns in there as well. I'm not quite sure, but you know that was great, and it was nice to have things. What I felt slightly annoyed about was that there was only one or two tracks out of an album, and I was right. there was always that one track that I couldn't have that I wanted to play. So there's a bit of that, but it was a good start. And I mean, the whole thing was to try and get people to then go and listen to it themselves. And that was a good thing. The Podsurf Music Network was nice. The nice thing I liked about that was the fact that it was artist centric. They submitted what they wanted. But the thing I found out with that was it would also tell me who else was downloading the tracks and what show they were putting them in. And that's how I met Mr. Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. Was simply because he was playing a lot of the tracks I was playing. And I thought, well, he lives in a part of Suffolk that I know very well because we used to go on holiday there on a regular basis. He plays music that I seem to like. He's even got the same initials as me. I should say hello. So I did. And, you know, we've been friends ever since. And that was a nice thing to do. And a few other people, you know, you could find out other people's collections and other people's interests as a result of that. And I think it built the casting community as well. And that was good. The archive.org thing, I didn't really trail through in those days. MySpace was the place to go. This was before Facebook, really. And I was still just doing a bit of that. You know, and it just became very interesting. And I was just... You know, whatever I did, I would just kept looking and looking. And my initial notion of I'll never have enough music to keep going, so I suddenly realised was completely bogus. I was always going to have plenty of music.
Yeah, you'll have the opposite problem, which is you'll have far too much music to choose from.
Yeah, exactly. Which, of course, is what John Peel always had.
Yeah, yeah. And the more varied your taste, the more music, of course, that you have to fit into the exact same amount of time in an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
You joined AMP in 2006, yes?
I think so, yeah.
So that would have been pretty early on in your podcasting days. How did that help you reach other podcasters in the community?
I think the simple thing is that the fact that because we all collaborated with this AMPT weekly show,
right.
We could all submit a track each week, and somebody was given the job of comparing that week. And first of all, you could see a variety of different selections of pieces of music coming out, and then we could see you know, who was good at presenting and who wasn't.
right.
And I was quite keen on making sure that, you know, my stuff got played. And it was, I think I was, you know, it stuck out. My stuff stuck out as being weirdly weird in amongst an awful lot of Americana. And I thought, you know, I must try and, you know, branch out these ideas for some of these people. So it was nice to sort of make contact. I made a few, you know, interesting contacts with those guys.
Well, Rowley eventually went back and started to do an awful lot more shows after you left, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, Rowley almost had this thing about doing Made in the UK.
Right.
The UK show, which of course was great. It was fantastic, except the fact that I never had any tracks on it from the UK. So I always had a difficulty trying to... you know, work out where or not I could fit a UK track if it was, you know, Russian hip hop. It wasn't going to go in there. So I enjoyed the show, but I didn't really have that much to play on it. Whether it's a multi-genre show like mine is, or whether it's a multi-genre show with multiple people in it, it's still very much the the eclectic, the niche market. I remember trying to explain to one of my friends from Secret Archives of the Vatican, a band I play an awful lot of.
Oh, yeah.
And I was saying, oh, no, my niche show is the dub zone. He said, no. The dub zone is not your niche zone. The dub zone is your cash cow. Your niche zone is PCP. And I thought, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. I actually got it the wrong way around. And I hadn't thought of it that way because PCP was the first thing that came up. But yes, it is. It's the one that gets the least number of downloads. It's the one that has the weirdest collection. Yes, it's completely niche. So I think, you know, those niche shows are great for those that like that sort of thing, but not for everybody.
That accords with my experience in radio, pretty much.
Right.
And one of the things that used to be a source of great argument in the radio world was Arbitron and Cume ratings. Those are the two things that we measured. And at a college radio station with 400 watts, you were never going to crack the Arbitrons terribly.
What does Arbitron and those things mean?
Oh, yeah. I forget. I'm transatlantic. So it's the radio equivalent, essentially, of our Nielsen ratings, where they get certain listeners or listening families, and they track their habits. And this was something that started in the late 70s, if I recall correctly, which eventually sort of was what led us to album-oriented rock, because somebody in the Arbitron group thought, well, people stay listening to music a lot longer if it tends to sound the same, which, of course, is on one level, it's an obvious thought, but it's on another level, it's also a very unhelpful one. Mm-hmm. And the Cume ratings are slightly different. The Cume ratings measure the audience's faithfulness, which is to say how often they tune back in or how often they follow a particular show. And so the phenomenon that we had at KCMU, now KEXP, was our Arbitrons rarely ever cracked 1% of the listening audience at any given time, very, very rare. But our Cume ratings were always extremely high because we had a very faithful audience. And so the people who liked eclectic programs, they tuned in over and over and over and over. And I think that's pretty similar to what you have with PCP.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you have an extremely faithful audience, but it's not going to ever be a large audience.
Damn right.
But that's okay. Because,
yeah, it is okay. It's one of those things that I think I cared about a lot in the past, but now I've come to realize it's not about that. It's quality, not quantity.
Right. Yeah, and it's nice to have people who will actually come out and support whatever it is you do simply because they like the thing that you do, rather than having it, you know, having your personality being attached to somebody else's wagon, so to speak.
Exactly.
I will never swear allegiance to no flag or no system of governance. Babylon, they're coming so slick, they are trying to trick me with their wickedness. First they come with their cards for my ID. The next thing you know, they wanna chip me. But they can't touch my identity. In Yeshua's liberty, a blood-bought son, a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Flag or no system of governance. Babylon, they're coming so slick, they are trying to trick me with their wickedness. First they come with their cards for my ID. The next thing you know, they wanna chip me. But they can't touch my identity. In Yeshua's liberty, a blood-bought son, a kingdom of heaven. Yes.
Marvellous, marvellous track. That last track was Never Swear Allegiance by Talking Dog. You can find Talking Dog at BrokenDrumRecords.com. He's based out of Welshpool in Wales. That was from an album came out in 2005 called Militant and Triumphant. And I think they just found or rediscovered the CDR or the tapes or DAT tapes or something where it came from. And it's been reissued. Vince has put it out on Broken Drum Records again. Definitely worth checking that one out. Never Swear Allegiance is it's a bit of a, something, a bit of a mantra of mine, actually. Sort of, I do love Britain. I love living in Britain. It's got everything I like. I'm used to the society now, but I would never swear allegiance to a flag per se. I think that Britain is a great place to be, but this whole jingoistic crap, and especially when we've got St. George's Day coming up, I mean, he wasn't even bloody English. Yes, so Never Swear Allegiance by Talking Dog. And then before that, we heard Omar Willie Talking to Me from the Seattle Star, seattlestar.net, of course. And then before that, we heard She's a Fog, Not Frog, by Vivata and the Sufferings. You can find them in Vivata, that's VIVAITA.bandcamp.com, from Moscow in Russia, even though Death Root Syndicate is, of course, a Californian thing, deathrootsyndicate.bandcamp.com. Worth checking that one out. Right, moving on. Here's a band I'm about to review on Echoes and Dust. Have I mentioned Echoes and Dust? I think I have, haven't I? Here's a band I'm about to review on there. I haven't got around to it yet, so I haven't even written it, so it hasn't yet gone on live, so you can't see it. But you will at some point. This is Lazy Legs from Portland and Oregon, and a track called Bedhead. We'll be right back.
Pete Cogle.
Once a week's enough for any man.
Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
That was Slow Dance by Deltal Tactic. I always get that slightly wrong. Deltal Tactic. SoundCloud.com/Deltal Tactic from Russia. And that's out on Manumanum Records. And that's from their various artists' album called Cosmos Day, which I think was their 500th release. And you can find them at the manumanum.rec-rec.bandcamp.com. Worth checking that out. Before that, we heard My Cat is Green on a track called I Listen to the Lemonheads. They can be found at mycatisgreen.bandcamp.com. That comes from an album called Catfish. And they are from Nivelles in Belgium, which is kind of good. And then before that, we heard Lazy Legs. And as I said, more from them, a review about them will be coming out soon. You can find out about lazylegs.bandcamp.com. From Portland and Oregon. And that comes from an EP called Tremor. The Tremor EP. Which I gather was going to be an album and didn't quite make it to being an album. I think they've all moved around and stuff. So they released it as it is. And you can check out various bits of the tracks. I think Bedhead was a single, as was another one. Definitely worth checking out. Really good. I like them. Very much into my sort of shoegaze at the moment, as you can probably tell from some of the tracks I've been playing. Right. Let's move on. We are now going to hear Something Is Wrong by 10th Cloud. Not sure any more about them, but I know they're on the USC, the United Studios record label, which you can find out more about them at bc.unitedstudios.ru. Based out of Russia. I'm not quite sure any more than that. This comes from an EP or an album called Edge of Summer by 10th Cloud. So there's quite a few tracks on there, but not an awful lot of information. I do wish sometimes these net labels would actually put a bit more information, because it puts information about the label, but very little about the artist. Yes, well, it's one of those things, I suppose. You just have to get used to it. But anyway, all right, I won't be back next week. I've got a week off. I will have a dub zone, of course, coming out. That will be coming out on Friday, which is Friday the... What is it? I can't remember now. I'll have to work it out. But it's coming up soon. I hope you will enjoy that. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. And come back in a couple of weeks for more. I was going to say from the dub zone there, wasn't I? I've got to get myself in the mode to say from the dub zone. No, I should just say for more from PC Podcast. See you soon.
I'll say goodbye until tomorrow. Goodbye.